So, we come now to Baptist Catechism question 4. The question is, what is the Word of God? Let's read the answer together. The Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the Word of God and the only certain rule of faith and obedience. Now for a brief teaching on Baptist Catechism number 4. To appreciate question 4 of our catechism, we do need to remember question 3. Question 3 addresses the question of knowing when it asks, how may we know there is a God? That's a very good question, isn't it? We know that God exists, but how do we know that he exists? And the answer that is given there is helpful both to the general question, how may we know, and to the more specific question, how may we know there is a God? The answer given is that the light of nature in man and the works of God plainly declare there is a God, but his word and spirit only do it fully and effectively for the salvation of sinners. So here we learned a most foundational truth. We may know things in general, and we may know that God exists in particular because God has revealed truth to us. God has spoken through nature, and he has spoken through his word. We call these two forms of revelation general or natural revelation and special revelation. I do like this way of referring to these two forms of revelation. God has revealed himself to us in his world book, in the world that he has created. And he has also revealed himself to us in his word, that is to say, in the Holy Scriptures. He reveals himself much more specifically and thoroughly, of course, through his word. And the way of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ is only revealed in God's word. You cannot see Christ in the stars. You cannot discern from the mountains and the trees that the way to salvation is through faith in Jesus the Christ. We know that because God has spoken specifically. He has spoken to us through the prophets of old. He has spoken to us through the Word of God incarnate, Christ Jesus the Lord. And now we have the Word of God contained within the Holy Scriptures. So question 3 of our catechism mentions the Word of God. And now question 4 asks, what is the Word of God? The answer that is given is very basic and very important. The Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the Word of God and the only certain rule of faith and obedience. So I want to consider this answer with you piece by piece very briefly. Here, the Holy Scriptures are said to be the Word of God. Scripture means writing. The writings that are being referred to here are, for the most part, the writings of men. Men like Moses, David, and Paul wrote the scriptures that we now have. But here we are confessing that these writings are not ordinary writings. They are holy. We are talking about holy scriptures. The word holy reminds us that the scriptures are different from other writings. They are from God. They are pure. We confess that the scriptures are inspired by God. Did men write them? Well, yes, I just said that they did. Men wrote the Holy Scriptures. Did men choose the words? Yes, they chose the words. Can we get a sense of their education and their personalities through their writings? Yes, I think we can. Men wrote the Scriptures. But with the Holy Scriptures, there is more to the story. These men were inspired by God. God's Spirit moved or carried them along to write what they wrote so that at the end of the day, we are correct to refer to their words as the Word of God. This is what Peter says in 2 Peter 1:20 through 21. Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is a marvelous description of the doctrine of inspiration. Again, no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Scriptures are the Word of God, and they are therefore pure. If I had the time, I would expand upon the word holy and the phrase the Word of God. I would explain that the Scriptures are inerrant infallible, trustworthy, and sure. I would explain that the scriptures are also clear, sufficient, and they are authoritative to us. It would be good for you to go to our confession of faith on your own time and read chapter 1 of our confession. It is all about the Holy Scriptures, and the statement of faith that is found there in our confession is much more detailed. It is very helpful. What is the Word of God? Well, the first thing we say is that the Holy Scriptures are the Word of God. More precisely, our catechism says that the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the Word of God. That phrase, of the Old and New Testaments, is very important, for it identifies, in brief, what scriptures, what writings we have in mind. Not just any writings, but the scriptures contained within the Old and New Testaments. As you know, our catechism summarizes our confession of faith. I've already made mention to our confession, the Second London Confession. And our confession of faith is more detailed on this point. The books of Holy Scripture are listed in our confession of faith, chapter 1, paragraph 2. You should take a look at that later today. Brothers and sisters, I think it is important to understand something about the structure of the Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures are made up of two testaments. And what divides the Old Testament from the New? What distinguishes them? Well, it is the birth and life of Christ. Matthew 1 is the beginning of the New Testament, and it begins by telling us about the birth of Jesus the Messiah. This is a bit of an oversimplification, but it's true nonetheless. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament are about Jesus the Messiah and our salvation in him. Though it is right for us to distinguish between the Old and New Testaments, we must not divorce them. Together, they tell one story. Together they tell one story. It is the story of God's creation, of man's fall into sin, and our redemption in Jesus the Messiah. St. Augustine once famously described the relationship between the Old and New Testament like this: the new is in the old concealed, the old is in the new revealed. That's a very helpful description between the relationship between the two testaments. If we look at the Old Testament scriptures, we could see that the New Testament and what it reveals is kind of hidden there. Jesus Christ is kind of hidden there through prophecies and promises and types and shadows. But when we look at the New Testament, what do we see? Not a divorce from the old, but we see that, here is the fulfillment of all of these Old Testament prophecies, promises, types, and shadows. So the new is contained within the Old Testament in a concealed way. But the old is contained in the new in a revealed way, in the way of fulfillment to things previously said. It's important for us to distinguish between the testaments, but we must not divorce the two. Stated one more way very quickly, the Old Testament scriptures belong to us as Christians. We must cherish them just like we cherish the New Testament scriptures. After saying that the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testament are the Word of God, our catechism then declares that they are the only certain rule of faith and obedience. Rule means standard. So, the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are standard for faith and obedience. What is the standard for what we should believe and for what we should do? The Scriptures are. They are the rule or standard of faith and obedience. What should we believe about God? To the Scriptures we must go. What should we believe about ourselves? To the Scriptures we must go. What should we believe about salvation? To the Scriptures we must go. And how should we live? How should we worship? Again, I say, to the Scriptures we must go. Natural revelation can be helpful in many ways, but it is not the rule of faith and obedience. God's Word is, and the Scriptures of the Old and New Testament are the Word of God. By way of conclusion, I simply ask you, brothers and sisters, do you love the Scriptures? Do you love to listen to them read and preached? Do you love to read them for yourselves? Do you cherish them and store them up in your heart? Brothers and sisters, hear what we are saying. These Scriptures, these writings, they are holy. They are the very Word of God to us. And so we should cherish them as such. Amen.